With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Right now, the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin is $4.37. Little relief is expected until the Strait of Hormuz reopens. WXPR's Katie Thorson talked with AAA about some ways to get the most out of your tank.
Gas prices have come down a couple cents in the last week. Still, most Northwoods counties are above $4.40 a gallon. Oil needs to move through the Strait of Hormuz before any significant relief in prices. Director of Public Affairs for AAA, Nick Jarmiz, says once it reopens, that relief might not be immediate.
It's going to be tempered by the fact that we're heading into the time of year when people are driving more, just generally because the weather is nicer, they're out and about more, but also they're going to be heading out on summer road trips soon, and that's going to push demand up, which could, if nothing is resolved in the Strait and we're still seeing this choke point there on oil supplies, plus we're seeing increased demand, we're probably going to see prices continue to go up.
There are some simple steps drivers can take to improve their fuel economy. For starters, ease off the gas pedal on highways.
If you're going over 50 miles an hour, the faster you go beyond that, the less fuel efficient your vehicle is going to be because of the aerodynamics of it. So, slowing down a little bit from whatever you were going to, ideally closer to the speed limit, is going to help you save, anywhere from like 7 to maybe even 15% on your fuel efficiency.
Combine errands to make fewer trips, empty your car or truck of unnecessary items to reduce the weight, and give more space between the vehicle in front of you so that you can avoid hard braking and accelerating.
Just being more conscious of that direct connection that exists between your gas pedal and the gas pump.
Keeping up with car maintenance and making sure tires are properly inflated also help improve fuel economy. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Firefighters doing training got called out to the real thing in Lake of Lambeau. A garage was destroyed, but the quick response helped to save a nearby house. Lake of Lambeau Fire and Ambulance says they were called out Monday night at 9:41 p.m. for a fire on Thunderbird Road. Due to training going on at the Lake of Lambeau Fire Station, both the Boulder Junction and Lake of Lambeau departments responded quickly. They found a fully engulfed detached garage, which was about 50 feet from the house. The garage and all its contents were destroyed, but firefighters reported only minimal damage to the porch and siding of the nearby home. No one was hurt. The Wisconsin Legislature's Joint Finance Committee has advanced a budget surplus deal reached between the governor and top lawmakers. The 12-4 vote in favor of the plan sends the $1.8 billion agreement to the legislature for consideration. It would put more money into education and return some of Wisconsin's budget surplus to taxpayers. The agreement includes $600 million for education, including a large increase in the state's special education reimbursement rate. $850 million would be returned to taxpayers in the form of rebates. Another $50 million would go to property tax relief. The agreement would also eliminate the income tax on cash tips and overtime for Wisconsin taxpayers. Michigan Farm Food Assistance and environmental advocates are urging the U.S. Senate to reject the farm bill passed by the House. Crystal Blair tells us why.
Speaking at a virtual press conference hosted by Progress Michigan, the group said the legislation favors large agricultural corporations over working families and independent farmers, preserving SNAP cuts, weakening conservation efforts, and failing to address rising costs for Michigan's small and mid-sized farms. Bob Thompson is president of the Michigan Farmers Union.
We believe that while it's important to advance a farm bill, that a bad one is worse than not having one.
Those in favor of the legislation contend it modernizes farm programs, strengthens crop insurance protections, and provides more long-term certainty for agricultural producers navigating inflation and market instability. Crystal Blair reporting.
Many farmers are facing a challenging economy. That's forcing some to make tough choices about how much to invest in this season's crops. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks has more.
The cost of key inputs like diesel fuel have risen sharply in recent months. At the same time, most crop prices are low, limiting a farmer's potential return. That means some producers will skimp on costly resources like pesticides and fertilizer. Dee Dee Jones, an economist for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, recently spoke to a local farm co-op manager about fertilizer demand.
He said that producers have been pretty reluctant to buy a lot of fertilizer because it's such a marginal production year. They're trying to decide if the crop is going to be good enough to justify the high fertilizer costs.
Jones says farmers worried about turning a profit this season likely won't spend more than their insurance will cover. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Pop star Debbie Gibson and Terry Geezer Butler, co-founder of the heavy metal band Black Sabbath, are singing the same tune when it comes to sparing dogs from medical experiments. The unlikely pair came together Tuesday in Wisconsin to praise ongoing efforts to find new homes for roughly 1,500 beagles purchased from dog breeder and research facility Rigland Farms outside of Madison. Numerous groups are working to transfer the 1,500 dogs bought from Redglen Farms to facilities where they will get veterinary care and be prepared for transport to shelters around the country, where they will eventually be put up for adoption. Gibson says she plans to take one beagle home with her. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.